So my name is Nicole, and I am doing my walking tour in Chinatown at a food market here called Welcome Food Center. It's located on Ranchester and Bel Air. I have been coming here pretty much all of my life. I've grown up getting groceries with my mom, or just walking around the different shopping centers, just seeing all the different things that they have for sale. There's a common Asian stereotype that, like, Asians eat weird things. And I mean, I guess it's true, but it's partially because it's something that we're used to. Like, it's common for us, but it's not common for most Americans, because most Americans haven't been exposed to it before. When you walk in, you are immediately hit with a strange smell, but you can't really pinpoint what it is. And I think it's from all the different herbs and spices that are used or stored here. If you walk down to the right side of the market where I'm walking now, you will get to the seafood section where they have all sorts of different fresh fish that are on ice that you can choose from, or they even have tanks of like different fish or lobsters or catfish and tilapia. It can get really loud here, so hopefully you can still hear me. There are all sorts of different shrimp and clams and mussels. And then if you keep going, you will get to this, like, add-on room. It has a bunch of pallets that have stacks and stacks of bags of rice, and each bag is like 20 pounds, and I'm pretty sure my family will normally go through that 20 pound bag of rice within a couple months, because that's just how much rice we eat. I want to say that we eat rice probably every meal, at least every day. So, the culture here is very different. Everyone is Asian. This particular market is a Taiwanese market where they have more of the Taiwanese style foods or the different ingredients. And you can go to different markets where it's more Vietnamese based or Korean based or Japanese based. But they do have really fresh fruits, like the largest apples you've ever seen. I'm actually passing them now, and there's like 10 different colors of apples that they have, and they're all bigger than your fist. But also, like, right across from the fruits, there's a little stand of, it's kind of like a cafeteria where you can pick a lunchbox and you can pick like two meats and a vegetable and different things like that. And they're really cheap. They're like, this one says $3.79 a box. And so it's like an entire lunchbox, to-go box full of food that is really good. There's also all sorts of different vegetables here. I'm actually in the produce section, and there's different kinds of mushrooms even, and I see like four or five different mushrooms, like baby portobello mushrooms. Some of them are called enoki mushrooms, even oyster mushrooms, like black fungus, crazy things that you wouldn't typically see like at Walmart or HEB. Now I'm passing the garlic. There is so much garlic in the Asian culture. Like, we use it so much when we cook. Pretty much everything that we cook has garlic or ginger in it. And there are just mounds and mounds of garlic and ginger. Now I'm passing the potatoes, and there's actually this one Asian potato. It's called taro. It's grown in Hawaii as well, I know. And it's a purple potato. When you cut it open, it's white, but it has little purple specks in it. And whenever we Asians cook it, we can cook it either like sweet or savory. Either way, it is something that we absolutely love, and it's a very traditional type of food. There's also different kinds of cabbages here. Like we have, it's called napa. It's kind of like a longer version of a cabbage. It looks kind of like a romaine lettuce heart, but it's got the texture of cabbage where, you know, it needs to be cooked. And bean sprouts is something that you see in Asian markets, not typically American markets. And all of the produce here is super cheap. I've noticed that, like we will buy broccoli in the Asian market, and it'll be maybe like 30 cents a pound, while in the American markets, like at Walmart or something, they're like $3 for like a crown of broccoli. So now I am kind of going towards like the preserved meat section. There's some different things. There's some like dried scallops, dried anchovies. There's Chinese sausage, dried shrimp. And then now there's these big tubs of, it's just stuff, I don't even know what it is, but it looks super strange even to me. And then there's a tub and it says it's jellyfish, and then there's salted jellyfish. I can definitely agree that we eat weird stuff, but if it's something that you grow up eating, then it's not as weird to you. And I think that that's something that this culture is really like missing out on, because American culture, you know, they're so limited on what they eat. They stick to pizza and hamburgers, and it's just like boring food. But, you know, I know that sushi is getting more and more popular, and, you know, that's something that Asians typically eat. And it's like the American culture is being opened up to the different Asian cultures. Now I'm down like in the sauce aisles. There are different jars of sauces for different dishes. There's like black bean sauce, hoisin sauce, satay sauce, all these different sauces. It's like two entire aisle full of them. And then there's different kinds of vinegar as well. We have like rice vinegar, red vinegar, spice vinegar, black vinegar, all these different things. And then on one of the shelves, there's this jar of fermented chili bean curd. And it's basically really, really old tofu that's super salty. And it's actually really good, because I've had it growing up. We make this soup. It's like a rice soup. It's called congee. And you mix like a teeny tiny bit of that fermented tofu into the bowl of congee, and it makes the whole thing flavorful. It's a very popular Chinese, Taiwanese breakfast. And then, of course, there's tons of soy sauce here, different kinds with different flavors and different name brands. And if you go down the next aisle, you'll hit the dry foods or the dry stuff. There's like dried prunes. There's something called dried white fungus, and it's actually supposed to be really healthy. It's considered a type of mushroom because it's a fungus, and it grows on trees, but it's supposed to be really healthy for you. It helps you not break out as much if you eat it regularly. Normally, people that have really bad acne or breakouts, Asians say that it calms the heat inside your body, and so it helps with acne or breakout problems. We also have a lot of different beans in this aisle. There are green beans, but they're not like American green beans. They're kind of like, like pinto beans, but they're green, or even black beans, but they're green. And then there's like red ones, and whenever we use them, when we cook them, it's typically sweet. Like, we don't really have salty beans that we eat, but it's normally sweet, like a dessert. There's also a lot of soybeans here, and you can actually make your own soy milk with them. You like soak them in water overnight, and then they swell up. They start out like maybe at a pea size, and then they swell up to like a kidney bean size, and it absorbs all the water, and then you grind it, and it like this milky stuff comes out, and it's like this big milky white soup type thing, and then you cook it. It actually has to be cooked before it'll be considered soy milk because it's a raw bean that you would have been drinking if you would have tried to drink it before you cooked it. But you have to strain it before you put it in the pot to cook it, because if you don't, then on the bottom of your pot, all of the little bean particles will burn, and then your pot of soy milk will taste burnt. But then you can add a little bit of sugar, and then you'll have really good homemade soy milk. Now I'm getting to like the different meats, and granted, we do have a lot of strange things. Let me just read some of the little tags for you. There's pork kidney, pork liver, pork heart, pork tongue, pork spleen, pork brain, pork uterine, pork intestines, pork fat, pork face nose, which is basically like the snout of the pig, frog legs, pig ears, some tripe, which is like stomach. We also have pork blood. There's a big tub of chicken feet in here, and also a big thing of pig feet. And I don't think I've ever seen American markets sell just bones, but here, like, whenever they take out the meat off the bone, they keep the bones because we will use them to make a broth, or like a soup, and it makes it really, really healthy. But like with all these different things, there's strange things, and there's also things that we would consider normal, like chicken, but there's also like black chickens, which are different and they taste different and they have different health purposes. And I didn't realize this before, but I was told that duck isn't really a normal type of meat that you would eat, but in the Asian cultures, duck is just as popular, if not more popular, than chicken, because Asians like to eat dark meat, and duck meat is pretty much all dark meat, and it doesn't really have any white meat. But if you look in the chicken section of this meat side, you will see maybe like one or two containers or little packages of chicken breasts. Most Asians hate chicken breasts because it's dry and it's tough. But then you'll get to the different drinks. We have a lot of different drinks, and I really think that they pretty much all taste good because I've had so many different kinds, and they've all been really yummy to me. So if you walk, you can see like different shaped bottles and different sized cans, and it's just all really awesome. And so this is kind of where I grew up, you know, like going through the different markets and kind of knowing where everything is and knowing what everything is. And I hope that when you guys come through Welcome Market, that you'll be able to just know that it's different to you, but it's not different to everybody, because, you know, some of us are used to it. It's like this is our norm. So thank you for joining me on this walk, and I hope you get to visit this place.